In many countries, combinations of VEGFR-TKI anti-cancer mediations plus immunotherapies are the standard of care as the first anti-cancer treatments for patients with advanced metastatic kidney cancer due to increased responsetto treatment, longer progression-free survival and longer overall survival times compared to VEGFR-TKI alone. It is known that most of the side effects from these combinations of anti-cancer medications are due to the VEGFR-TKI. Combinations of treatments continue to be of interest, but there remains the question of which combination of treatments is best for an individual patient with advanced metastatic kidney cancer. Does temporarily stopping treatment with VEGFR-TKI improve the tolerability of these combinations while keeping survival benefits? In this phase 2 study, metastatic kidney cancer, patients were treated with a combination of avelumab infusions every 2 weeks plus AXIT inhib tablets daily for 36 weeks. At 36 weeks, the patients who had a responsetto treatment and their cancer got smaller stopped AXIT inhib and continued with avelumab until their cancer started growing again, disease progression, or they couldn't tolerate the side effects. If their cancer got worse, they restarted AXIT inhib for 24 weeks. If they had another responsetto treatment, AXIT inhib was stopped again and treatment with avelumab was continued. Patients with stable disease at 36 weeks continued the combination until their cancer started growing again or they couldn't tolerate the side effects. 75 patients were assessed for the effectiveness of this treatment schedule. Nearly 4 in 10 patients stopped treatment with AXIT inhib at 36 weeks. 3/4 of patients responded to treatment and their cancer got smaller and nearly 1/5 of patients had stable disease. The time to when the treatment stopped working and the cancer started growing again was nearly 2 years, and for 7 in 10 patients their cancer did not grow for at least 18 months. The average length of the first AXIT inhib break was 16 weeks. Of the 29 patients who stopped treatment with AXIT inhib, 9 are still ongoing. For the other 20 patients, their cancer got worse. Of these, 19 restarted treatment with AXIT inhib. More than 9 in 10 patients had at least one side effect to treatment, and 4 in 10 had a serious or life-threatening side effect. There were no treatment-related deaths. 1/3 of all patients reported side effects to AXIT inhib, and 1 in 10 of all patients reported serious or life-threatening side effects to AXIT inhib. The TIDE study shows that for patients who responded to treatment with the avelumab plus AXIT inhib combination as a first anti-cancer medication, it is safe to stop treatment with AXIT inhib. Having a break from AXIT inhib treatment reduces side effects while keeping the possibility of benefiting from AXIT inhib treatment if it is restarted. Read more in RO Today. Here.